Masechet Shavuot, Perek He, Mishnah Dalet. There are two types of payment in the Torah when it comes to claims. The first one is mamon, which is compensation. If a person caused another person any damages, or he borrowed money from somebody, he needs to reimburse him. And if he caused them loss, for example, he needs to pay damages for what he caused. And that's what the payment of mamon is. There's a loss, there's something owed, and he's compensating him for that. Number two is a knas, which is a fine or a penalty, which is a payment made for doing something wrong for somebody, but it's not correlated to the loss that that person incurred. It's a penalty for something wrong that was done. The difference between the two of them in terms of the shivuat ha-pikadon that we're talking about is a shivuat ha-pikadon would only make a person pay mamon, but it would not make him pay a knas. What do we mean by that? When it comes to a knas that a person may owe, even if he admits it, that doesn't force the payment of the knas. Only if somebody, it's mamon, if he admits that he owes money, does that admission do anything to him. So therefore, if you could apply the shivuat ha-pikadon, a person would only have to bring a korban if his lying and him taking that shivuah, that swear, falsely, only if that lie got him out of having to pay. So therefore, that would only apply to mamon. If he lied about the fact that he didn't owe somebody money, and that shivuah that he took freed him from payment. So therefore, when eventually it's found out that he lied, he then has to go ahead and bring a korban. But when it comes to a knas, let's say a person swore that he didn't owe any money in terms of a penalty, even if he admitted it and didn't lie, he wouldn't have had to pay. That doesn't cause payment. So therefore, the shivuat ha-pikadon that he makes in this situation with a knas doesn't do anything for him, didn't really save him in any way, or because admitting it wouldn't have done anything for him. So therefore, there's no obligation to bring a korban. We'll spell it out more in the next two mishnayot. Mishnah says, Anasta upatiti et biti. If somebody says to a man, you violated my daughter, you raped my daughter, or you seduced my young daughter, v'hu omer lo anasti v'lo pititi, and he denies it. He says, no, I didn't violate her, and I did not seduce her. And then he's told, mashbiacha ani. The person who has the claim, the father in this case, is telling him, I am putting a swear onto you that what you just said is true. Swear to me that you're telling me that you didn't rape her or seduce her. And he answers, v'amar amen. He said, amen. Hayav. If he later admitted that he swore falsely, he's obligated to bring a korban because he denies a claim that is for compensation. When it comes to rape or seduction of a young girl, there's boshe, there's embarrassment, and all different types of compensation that the man who violated her would have to pay. There's also an additional knas, an additional penalty. That, of course, this Tanakama would say that the violator would not have to pay if they found out later on that he was lying, because he can't bring on a knas to himself through his own admission. But when it comes to the boshet component, the embarrassment component, says the Tanakama that since it's within the world of mamon, of compensation, the lie that he had, denying everything, and that shivua he took, and eventually it's found out that he was lying, that brings on the obligation of a korban. But Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Shimon says, no, he's exempt from bringing a korban. She'eno mishalem knas al pi atzmo. Because a person does not bring a penalty payment, he doesn't have to pay a knas by his own admission. And therefore, what Rabbi Shimon is really saying is when this man, the father, is accusing the person of violating or seducing the daughter, and he wants payment, he really was talking about the knas payment. His claim is really on the 50 shekalim that he gets as a penalty from the violator or the seducer. And therefore, he's not really going after the boshet. He's not going after the embarrassment, which is in the class of mamon. He's going after the knas. So therefore, when this person denied it, it's not within the world of shivuat pikadon that he would be obligated to bring a korban for. And therefore, says Rabbi Shimon, he's patur. Again, because his denial didn't really save him from anything. Because if he admitted it anyway, he wouldn't have had to pay. So therefore, the Shivuat Pikadon didn't save him. And therefore, says Rabbi Shimon, he is patur. Hachamim respond to him, Amru lo, af al pi she'eno meshalem knas, al pi atzmo meshalem boshet tupgam al pi atzmo. Hachamim tell back to Rabbi Shimon, how could this be? How could you tell me that the the man here doesn't have to pay anything, even though he may not have to pay the knas, the 50 shekel penalty for admitting it. You're right, that's for sure out. What about boshet and pgam? What about the penalty for shame and the reduced value of this woman now that by his own admission, he would have to pay? So in the view of Hachamim, the father's main claim is on these, on the boshet and the pgam, on the shame and the reduced value of the daughter now. It's going to be tough for her to get married, and her dowry would be worth less. So what the father's really claiming is he could collect these, because even these, the shivuat pikadon, when it comes to a lie that he made about these, would it saved him from paying them. So therefore, now that we found out that he was lying, he should have to bring a korban for the lie about the boshet and the begam.